USA Radio News. Just in from China, at least 12 people were killed in a massive gas explosion in central China today. The blast took place at about 6:30 a.m. local time, Cheyenne City. 138 people have been rescued from the area, including 37 with serious injuries. The cause of the accident is under investigation. President Biden is wrapping up his visit to the G7 summit, then it's on to the NATO summit in Brussels, followed by a major meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week.
The United States, I've said before, we're back. The U.S. is back.
Putin says relations with the U.S. are at the lowest point in decades, calling President Biden radically different from former President Trump. Angela Merkel says she'll come to visit the White House July 15th. It will be her last, as she is not running for election. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Over 100 employees of a Houston hospital have their COVID vaccine mandate tossed from court, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
The lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling.
The East is cooling down for a bit, but the West is bracing for a heat wave. Here's Wendy King.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of Central and Southern California, Southern Nevada, and Western and Southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Ah, Fibby's a help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Today marks a somber anniversary in Orlando. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
On June 12, 2016, 49 people were killed in the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. A gunman claiming allegiance to ISIS opened fire at a gay nightclub in Orlando called Pulse. Orlando Police Deputy Chief James Young, one of the first to respond that night.
I said it's the longest shift of my life, and when I say the longest shift of my life, I think that it hasn't ended to this day.
The shooting personal for Young, as someone who visited the club while off-duty and had friends inside. He tells Orlando's News 6 he remembers being at the scene 15 hours before finally going home.
Looking at my uniform, I had blood on my pants and blood on my shoes.
Young said to speak at a ceremony marking the anniversary.
I think all of Orlando made a promise to the victims, the victims' families, the survivors and their friends and families that we would never forget, and this continues to show that we will never forget.
This week, the Senate voted to make the site of the nightclub a national memorial. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The White House is restoring a grant to help train systems in California. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.